This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, as well as he has hit the ball in his career, in a lot of places outside of Cleveland, he is still drastically underrated as a baseball player. This now, if he keeps this role and really puts him on the map and really shows what a consistent hitter Jose Ramirez is. And right now, I've seen him hit the ball hard his entire career. He is hitting the ball as well as he has ever hit it right now. Which is saying a lot, because he's had a great career, but right now I think he's the most dangerous he's ever been.
That's Al Pulaski with us moments ago.
Crazy that is. Think about how crazy. We're talking about a future Hall of Famer. And, you know, we were going over this with Giannis when we were trying to conjure up a way to figure out, could we get in on the Giannis sweepstakes? And I went through his MVP on his basketball reference page. It was top four, top three, number one, number two. Like, Jose Ramirez, 2016, he was third in MVP. 2017, third in MVP. 2020, second. Then he was sixth. Then he was fourth. Last year, fifth. He's right there again. This is incredible. I don't want to say overlooked. I mean, the baseball fans are not overlooking Jose Ramirez in this town.
Well, of course.
My God, a guy that's put this string of years going all the way back to 2016. That is a lengthy time to be this good. How many players in Cleveland sports history, how many athletes in Cleveland sports history have been able to do that for this long a period of time? And then Al Pulaski just tells us last segment, he might be hitting the ball harder and better than he's ever hit it in his entire career.
But it goes to show the difference in the Hall of Fames, right? The NBA Hall of Fame, like Giannis already in there.
Yeah.
And Jose, we have to sit here and debate at the end of every year. Is like, is he closer now?
Is he closer now? And we said if he does it another year, well, here we are.
Yeah.
A third of the way. Granted, it's a third of the way.
I mean, he got to what? 250 stolen bases, 250 home runs or something like that. And that was the only other four guys to ever do that.
Are all Hall of Famers.
Yep.
So we ended up looking into this. Because this is where it goes back to me talking about last year. We are more obsessed with rings, or this last season. We are more obsessed with rings than we've ever been as far as a culture of sports. And when I say, like, well, they've wasted Jose Ramirez's prime, I blame Major League Baseball system for that, which, yes, I guess the Guardians are a part of. They're a baseball team in Major League Baseball, for crying out loud. But I look at it and go, what is he going to have left to show for it? Because there's so many things that have to go right for you to be able to get over the hump that is the Dodgers or the Yankees or even the Mets, for that matter, because they can afford to make mistakes. You can't afford to make mistakes. You can't do it. Miles Straw at $25 million and $5 million a year was a mistake that you could barely get out from under. And that's the fact of this. And people say, well, you're carrying water. And this is what I got so pissed off about yesterday. Well, you're carrying water for the Dolans. I carry water. Fine. Guilty as charged. I'm carrying water for a good organization. It's a good organization that I do believe does what they can. Does what they can while they're in the black. He's not going to go into Hawk. And it's a bad argument, or it's a tough argument for me to make, and it turns into a bad argument for me to make because they play right next door to a guy who will never go into Hawk on anything because he's so personally rich. But we do believe, and there's some people who say, well, look at the books a little differently there. I don't know. I believe it, so I'm going to go with everybody else on it, that we know is spending to the red on his basketball team to win a championship. It's a very difficult thing to play right next door to a guy like that because Dan Gilbert is probably one of about five owners in 150 years of professional sports who operated an organization that wasn't already downtrodden, but operated an organization at the highest level that was willing to go into the red. Not personally, but on the organization to win a championship. So you have one guy who is willing to do it right next door, and we expect that Paul Dolan's going to do it. And then we look at the Dolan Family Trust and see all the money that's there, even though that's not his money to use on the baseball team. And yeah, I know I brought up his brother running for Congress before and the money that was used for that. So you know what? Guilty as charged right here. I've thrown cheap shots around myself. Fair enough. But ultimately, I do think that they've done what they can while they turn a profit, yes, to be a competitive, as competitive a baseball team as possible. But there's no way on earth we're ever going to be able to get a guy like Shohei Ohtani for $600 million and then talk him into deferred payments for the next 20 or 30 years like he's Bobby Bonilla. And that's just the tip of the iceberg when you look at their roster. Again, they got more guys. Their roster that's on IL right now make more than 8 baseball teams' entire payrolls. So, yes, I believe in South.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Salary floor, because you should protect yourselves from the pirates of the world. And you do believe, and I do believe in a salary cap. I don't know how they're going to be able to whittle it back down from a salary cap when you're paying some of these guys $60 million a year. Either way.
I know. I just didn't want to talk about any of that. I just wanted to admire what Jose Ramirez is doing this year in the best way that I possibly can.
Fine.
Because I, anytime you hear about a guy at this stage of his career who's maybe even
you want to cut me off
better,
anytime you want to. You've like, done it before.
I'm just loving this story. I hope he can keep it up. And it's what's giving the Guardians a chance. And the fact that he's building on a 21-game hit streak, let's keep it going. And let's seriously rally behind it.
Did anybody come up with a different list of untouchables for you?
Okay. I read some of them that were coming in.
This is off the Darius Garland and Jared Allen report from Cleveland.com.
And the reason I brought it up is because Fedor says in his reporting that Darius Garland and Jared Allen are no longer untouchable. And to that, I was making the larger point that I don't think we have any untouchable players. And I think most teams don't have any untouchable players. And in all of sports, I came up with two untouchable players. I don't know anything about hockey, so throw that out the window. The hockey people can educate me. What, Connor McDavid? Is he?
He would probably be untouchable.
Is he by far and away the best in the sport? Or
I bet people would have arguments about a couple other guys, but yeah, Connor McDavid is the.
So I said in all three sports, my untouchable list was probably Patrick Mahomes, literally untouchable. There is nobody in the NFL. That I wouldn't trade to go get Patrick Mahomes. And you guys brought up Josh Allen, and I'm like, if I were Buffalo, I would trade Josh Allen to get Patrick Mahomes. And Josh Allen's amazing, and they love him there. I would trade him. So he's not untouchable.
Yeah, I think some people would. Yeah, certainly.
Okay, so.
But if you'd only trade him for Patrick Mahomes and Patrick Mahomes is untouchable, then doesn't that make your guy untouchable? Like, you would trade Kenny Pickett for a host of other QBs to play for
I'd
your quarterback.
For a host?
A bunch of hosts.
A host of quarterbacks to play for your team. So he's obviously not untouchable. But if you're only trading Josh Allen for the untouchable guy, I think it kind of makes him untouchable.
I'm just saying, in the theoretical, and because he's...
Yeah.
How much younger is he than Patrick Mahomes? Is he? Not really?
No.
Okay. A year?
I guess
he was drafted a year later, but I don't know age-wise. Mahomes was young when he came out.
For this exercise, then Shohei Ohtani comes up. However, I do think in baseball, if you could trade your best player and get 8 really good players, like you could be a better baseball team. So I do think there's a world in which you could trade Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers could even get better. I know they don't need to trade anybody. They've got an amazing team. In basketball, the untouchables right now, I mean, maybe Jokic, maybe Doncic, but I don't know.
This damn thing, they were moving Luka earlier this year.
I know.
You can't say it's untouchable.
I know, but if I had Luka.
Literally got touched.
If I had Luka, would I trade him for Jokic? I did see Luka go to the NBA Finals. Like, pretty amazing.
Wemby?
I would see, people are saying Wemby's untouchable, but I think I could build a better team next year for San Antonio trading Wemby for a better player. There are better players than Wemby. He's not the best player right now. He will be for many years. Possibly.
That's why I think he's untouchable.
But he's not, because I can win a championship next year by trading him for a better player.
You also have the number 2 pick.
And you have the number 2 pick. So my list of untouchables right now is 1. It's Patrick Mahomes. So the Cavs don't have two untouchables. They have zero untouchables, just like almost every team in the league.
Or as one caller would say, eye to eye, 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 eye. Hey, thanks, everybody, who joined us today. Al Pawlowski was great. Mary Kay Cabot, she was excellent. Listen to both those, 92.3thefan.com and on the Free Odyssey app. We got the podcast coming up on the Free Odyssey app. It's presented by Extend Technologies. I had another situation with mistaken identity. Somebody DM'd me yesterday and met somebody who basically said that they were me. And I had to tell them I was not there. It wasn't me. Problem is, I don't think once I tell you that anybody will believe that I wasn't at this place. That's coming up at 10:15 on the Emerging Podcast Scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the Free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app now. Listen to that live. Between 10:15 and 10:20. I'm sure we have some things we have to work out there. We'll get it on. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. Coming in hot, 9:45 tomorrow for Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.